Welcome to the first annual Crappy Awards. Please welcome your host, Ronnie Karam from TVGasm.com, and you can follow at TVGasm. Ben Mandelker from B-Side Blog, who you can follow at B-Side Blog. And Matt Whitfield, who you can follow at Life on the M-List from Yahoo. Welcome, boys, and enjoy the show.
Thank you so much. This is just a wonderful.
This is amazing.
A wonderful event. You guys are looking great in your tuxedos.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
We're all wearing the same thing, but we still all look so different.
We really do. Matt, how does it feel to not be covering the red carpet, but to be on the red carpet?
You know, it's really where I belong, on the step and repeat, and I just love being in front of all of flashing camera bulbs.
Well, Matt, how does it feel to finally be thin when you're on the red carpet?
Nothing tastes better than being skinny.
You look amazing.
And
you taste delicious as well.
Congrats. Who are you wearing?
I am wearing Skin and Bones by Joanna Krupa.
Oh, she has a fantastic fashion line. I personally am wearing She by Sheree, her men's line.
Yes, and I would like to give a special shout out to Sheree Whitfield. Thank you so much, Sheree, for working the red carpet for us and interviewing everyone as they came in. Having you come down from that helicopter and landing on the carpet like that was just amazing.
Really, it was spectacular. I mean, your independence was truly established.
We could have done without you chasing down Mama Elsa and making fun of her teeth, but otherwise, thanks for your time. It was great to see you again.
It was great, and you should lay off the craft service table because that's for the entire crew, not just for you.
Yeah, you're not allowed to just take that shit home for your kid who's sleeping on the mattress on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can't build Chateau Charest out of French toast sticks, right?
No kidding. Stop stealing all the toilet paper out of the bathroom, Charest. It's not going to fill the gaping hole on your lawn.
You know, if you take all of our M&Ms and put them on your lawn, it does not count as landscaping.
OMG, I'm eating M&Ms. Quinkies. Well, okay, so let's get on to our first award, guys.
We have a great show planned, and we have tons of categories. Starting off first, we have Best Bravo Old Person.
And Best Bravo Old Person, here to present that award, is Mama Elsa from Real Housewives of Miami. Oh, hi, Mama Elsa. Welcome.
I feel very educated about this award.
Wait.
This, I'm too old for this paper. This paper makes me feel too old. Mama Elsa has a question. What if there are other presenters later in the award show that need to read the nominees, but Mama Elsa is the only one who has the list of nominees in front of her? How do we do that?
Oh, it's true. The electronic mail, maybe, just send the nominees to the other people on the show?
I think that Mama Elsa has to email the nominees to the other presenters. So one moment, you just stay here. Oh, I am getting word that there is a musical number before the show begins. Mr. Ronnie Karam, would you please do the honors while I do the email?
Hi, I'm Ronnie Karam, and I'm a cabaret singer. And you might all know me from my shows around Los Angeles, and I'm glad to be here as part of the Crappies to sing a medley of all the Housewives' numbers. On display, I'm on display. Money can't buy you class. Google me. Chic, c'est la vie, le bon. Am I missing one?
No, it was beautiful.
All the haters.
The ring didn't mean a thing.
The ring didn't mean a thing. Wait a second. I refuse to do this unless Ramona will appear in the video of this. Nope. Okay, the song's over. I'm done. I'm out.
That was actually Luann talking right there. You can't tell the difference between Ronnie and Luann.
Because she sounds like a man. What can she do? Nothing.
What can she do?
Sorry, Carol Radziwill.
Thank you for joining us, Countess Luann.
Did somebody say my name? Is it my turn to present?
Not yet. All right, well, I think we're ready for our first category yet again. And I'm happy to announce that all the presenters now have a copy of the categories and the nominees in their email boxes.
Okay, well, someone bring Mama Elsa back here.
I am back. I passed out in a chair. Okay, the nominees for Best Bravo Old Person are... Mama Elsa, Real Housewife of Miami.
Hey, I love her. I love her.
And Karen's mother from Real Housewife of Miami.
I hate him.
Yoshi's grandma for Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles. No voice for her. She's not here.
Joshua, in the Holocaust, it was different.
Lenny's mom from Real Housewives of Miami. Lenny, when are you going to get married already? What are you doing with this woman, Lenny? Mama Joyce from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Hey, that ain't right, Candy. That ain't right, you putting a man's penis in my face at a party. That ain't right, Candy.
And that is all for the nominees because I just learned that the two last nominees have been moved to the next category. And the winner for Best Bravo Old Person is me, Mama Elsa.
Oh, congratulations to you.
I hate her.
I hate this category.
I agree. I think this was a wonderful choice. I think Mama Elsa is above and beyond the best old person on Bravo, or perhaps even on TV.
If anything else, if nothing else, you get to hear my parents talk about how hideous her face is for an entire hour every time she comes on.
My dad was literally like, he was like, Ben, can you just fast forward, please? I can't even look. He wasn't even making a joke. He was like, he literally wanted me to fast forward.
It was just too upsetting?
Yeah, he couldn't deal. I was like, no, but she's the best part of the show.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's move on to our next award.
Matt. Oh, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to let Matt present Worst Old Person since I figured, okay. Why not?
Go on, Matt.
Worst Old Person because we just had Best Old Person?
Yes, we now have Worst Old Person. Do you have the nominees in front of you, by the way?
I do have the nominees in front of me.
And remember, two of the last two from the previous category have been moved into this category. This is a very professional award show, everyone. It is more professional than the Really Awards, which I actually attended. And I was also a judge on that. That shows how unprofessional the Really Awards were.
I was also at the Bravo A-List Awards, and I'll be honest with you, this is way more formal.
All right.
Anyway, the nominees for Worst Old Person are Thomas Kramer, Real Housewives of Miami.
Mm.
I was expecting Thomas Kramer to say something about it.
I cannot believe I'm a nominee.
Sit down.
No, shut up. This is my award. Sit down, shut up, or leave.
The second nominee is MJ's mom from The Shahs of Sunset.
All you do is drink a wine and cry.
All you do, that is it. If you didn't drink wine and cry, you'd have a husband by now. That's it.
Oh, shut up. You are fatter than a fish in a bowl with too much food. Shut up.
The third nominee is Aviva's father from The Real Housewives of New York City.
Hey, I'll give you a squirt and orgasm if you give me a bite of your giant sausage.
The fourth nominee is Vicky Gunvalson, the original housewife from The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, this is a good category. I really don't know who's going. I don't know who's going to win.
And the last nominee in the category is Ramona Singer from The Real Housewives of New York City.
I'm renewed. I'm feeling so renewed. Are you renewed? I'm renewed. I'm feeling renewed. Why did you talk to me like that? That was like verbally raping me right now. What you did was verbally
raping. Hold on, Ramona. I have to open the envelope.
Please open up the envelope.
And the winner of worst the first annual Crappy Award for Worst Old Person is Ramona Singer.
Old person? How could you say I'm old? I've been renewed. I've renewed myself. I've got renewal. I've renewed myself. I'm like the Real Housewives of New York. I've been renewed.
You know, I mean, Ramona is, she is a worst old, well, it's interesting. She's a terrible person. But if we're looking at worse, like old people, like in terms of like in typical crotchety old people things that they do, Aviva's dad might be up there, or MJ's mom is pretty like just downright evil.
Are you kidding me? I mean, those people are evil and disgusting, but Ramona is evil and disgusting.
Yeah, I think Ramona is like the worst person ever.
But it's sort of weird. She's like the worst person, but she's not the worst old person. If that makes sense. I don't know.
If you want to pretend that she's not old, you crazy.
No, I think she's. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, I'm down with this. That it was awarded properly. These awards have been right on the money so far. Two for two.
I will say there was a missing nominee from Best Old Person.
Who?
Slade's mom.
Oh, you know you're right.
Oh, that's right. What
when she regulated him and she was like, bitch, can you get a job because you are a money grubbing po person.
Well, remember that as a co-host of the co-host and judge of our award show, you're more than welcome to enter in a last minute nominee as you see fit.
Thank you.
Those are the rules, the Golden Crappies.
You guys, just as a side note, I think my mom's making tacos.
I can smell them from here.
It's the after party. It's the Golden Crappies after party.
Oh, Hamburger Helper. Catered by Hamburger Helper and Rhonda. Okay, so the next award goes to the Worst Real Housewives Child. Woo. Here to present the award is Melania from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Welcome, Melania. Woo.
It's so stupid. You're ugly. You're all ugly.
Wow. Melania has some very serious thoughts.
Melania. Lauren.
Lauren who? Use your words, Melania.
Man, the fat lady who eats all our eggs.
That'd be Lauren Manzo.
Yeah. The one who plays the piano on The Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh, that kid. He's a good kid.
What about
Ashley from New Jersey? Your cousin Ash? Oh, no, not cousin, but Ashley, Jacqueline's daughter.
Ashley from New Jersey.
And does Aviva count as worst child or no?
I hate this. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Bye.
So no one won that award.
No, wow. I think the winner, if I had to guess, I would say the winner of Worst Child would be Lauren Manzo.
I would say Lauren.
Lauren Manzo in a landslide, and by landslide I mean food slide.
or as I like to call it, a Lauren slide.
Or as I'd like to call it, Lauren after eating egg salad in the cat face bathroom.
You know that she's got to have really become terrible if she beat Ashley, because Ashley's pretty much always going to be the worst child.
Ashley's horrible, but like Ashley didn't have a choice almost, you know? Yeah. I feel like Ashley was born like that. And Lauren's really cultivated a terrible personality over the years.
Yeah,
you know, Ashley grew up with a stripper mother who was a gold digger, and yeah, you know, she lucked out that she was able to get herself off the street. Lauren Manzo has had a silver spoon with, you know, two extra silver spoons and extra helpings in her mouth from birth. So yeah, the fact that she's such a bitch is not, that doesn't fly with
yeah
me.
Yeah, and at least Ashley, I mean, at least she's moved out of New Jersey. Of course, she is now directly in between me and Matt on our street. We always forget that she's also our neighbor. We have MJ and we have Ashley. We should have like best neighbor, you know?
My best neighbor is you, and your best neighbor is me. Those that's bitches right. don't get any awards.
We also have Suga from Survivor, too, I believe. But
and that's... Mike the Miz Manzanini, or whatever, from Real World slash WWE.
He lives, I'm proud to say he lives that downstairs. Even though I'm like 5 blocks away from you guys, I have a much classier neighborhood.
Wow. Well, actually, no.
Because you're near the Whole Foods and we're near like a strip club?
Pretty much.
No, mine got classed up because I believe there's someone from Homeland in my building. So
ooh.
It got real classy up in her now.
You better watch out. You better get a bomb-sniffing dog up in there.
I know.
That's some terrorists up in there. Okay, our next award is for the Best Bravo Gay, and that will be presented by Reza. From the
Oh, my Bravo God. Gay. I'm already here. Oh, my God. Oh, Best man. Bravo Gay. That is, like, so gay. Like, Persians have awards, too, but, like, this is, like, such a gay award. Oh, my God. So let me go through the Best Bravo Gays. One is Rosie from Real Housewives of New Jersey as Best Bravo Gay.
Okay,
she homegirl needs to calm down. I mean, like, she's not gonna get any work done if she's screaming like that. Next is me, Reza from Shahs of Sunset. Like, obviously.
That's so Persian.
That's so Persian. That's so Persian that I'm like a nominee. Then Lauren Foster, the catty British gay tranny from Real Housewives of Miami, who's on only...
I don't care what he said. He told me that he wasn't going to be working here. Who would want to hire that tired old drag queen? He's 7 foot tall of bad taste and 7 feet of terrible taste. Fuck him. Fuck her.
Yes. And now also Alex from Gallery Girls...
I totally rented you a place, and I'm totally going to get your art show off the ground, except that I didn't rent the place. I'm totally not getting your art show off the ground. Sorry.
Girl. And then last, we have Lawrence from Atlanta.
Give me a break, I sure could use it, trying to make it to the top.
Yeah, so he loves Nell Carter, and she loves the mid-80s sitcom. Give me a break. That's great. That's so Persian. Like,
what about that poor fish? That poor fish was just trying to swim in its tank, and then a vacuum cleaner came in there and took the fish away.
And, like, how did that not break the vacuum cleaner? Like, no vacuum cleaner that I know can go into water unless it's diamond water. I gotta ask my homegirl, Asa, about that.
A Persian vacuum cleaner would have broken.
Okay.
That's still not Persian.
Okay, I need my envelope. Is my envelope ready? I'm tearing open the envelope right now.
I ripped it open.
Our envelopes are FedEx packages. They're huge. And the winner for Best Bravo Gay, oh my God, I'm so mad, it's not me, it's Rosie from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Congratulations, Rosie.
Wow, great job, Rosie.
Do you guys all agree with that that selection?
Yeah, I mean, the only other gays I think that we saw this year were Dina and Caroline's gay brother, you know, making out at that wedding, but they're kind of boring, so forget them.
We're sort of dumb. We should have had a worst gay category. That would have made a lot of sense, 'cause there were some terrible gays.
Been all the same people.
Ronnie, you're very quiet all of a sudden.
I am?
Or maybe it's my headphones. I'm sorry. I've got old headphones on.
I was kind of letting my mic droop a little bit because I was just getting too comfortable with this whole thing.
Got some droopy mic issue going on?
Yeah, I had some drooping mic. Those are the worst gays ever. The Bravo gays are the worst gays ever. And it's a gay channel.
Yeah, they really
are.
I think
you just find better gays around, you know, straight people.
All right.
Great channels.
Ronnie, why don't you present the next award? This is a big one. This is one of our major awards. So why don't you give us the crappy for Best Bravo Liberty?
There's a few that are missing from that category, but go ahead, and then we'll chime in and fight about it later.
Please do.
Okay, Best Bravo Liberty. We have Lisa Vanderpump from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Yes, darling. Thank you, darling. Spin off, darling. Sweetie, darling. Clear the old person, sweetie. I want surfaces. I want clear surfaces. And we have Leah Black from Real Housewives of Miami.
Tear it down! Tear it down!
Sorry, I just said the same thing you did. I mean, Leah Black said the same thing.
And we have, and we have Kathy Wakili from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Rich and I really like making cannolis, and Teresa's really mean to me.
And we have Carol Radziwill from Real Housewives of New York.
I guess I'm part of the 99% now.
Am I allowed to say butt fucking?
And Liz from Gallery Girls.
Gaga. Her stepped on my thing. Someone, oh my God, one of these Asians stepped on my thing. They stepped on my thing. I can't believe an Asian stepped on my crappy. Oh my God.
Catherine Ireland and Mary McDonald from Million Dollar Decorators.
I'm not even going to try to do their voices. I thought about, I could maybe do Catherine Ireland, Mary McDonald, like, whee!
I want to get something in my vagina, darling.
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline,
you're not going to seriously do that.
I don't know.
Gail Simmons from Top Chef.
And wait, we have some last minute entries. Matthew?
Excuse me, no one has a Gail Simmons imitation.
I know.
I think the Gail Simmons impersonation is.
These eggs are burnt, charred, and rubbery.
We want you to show some imagination when you show up.
And I texted a few others to Ronnie.
Okay, good.
And we've got Kathy Griffin from The Kathy Show.
Oh my God, you guys, I know a celebrity allegedly wig. Bad wig, bad wig, bad wig.
And speaking of bad wigs, we've got Jeff Lewis from
good
Flipping
one.
Out.
You're a piece of crap, and you talked about me in a book, and we can no longer be friends, and the only person who's ever going to truly love me is my maid, because I pay her.
And the winner for Best Bravo Liberty goes to...
Wait, is there an envelope? Is there an envelope?
There is. Do you want me to rip the envelope or not?
Always, always rip the envelope.
Here we go, ripping.
Wow. And?
I just ripped one of my paint samples in half.
Kim Richards from
Beverly Hills. Hey, everybody. I want to say thank you for giving me this award. When I was first asked to do the cast of Jaws, I said, what? Sharks are scary. And they told me, it's not real. But I'll tell you what, every day on that boat, I thought I was going to die. But I didn't die. And here I am now. Jaws didn't kill me. I got an Oscar. And I'm nominated for a Grammy for Best Song for Donna. 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 Thank you.
That was great.
Kim. Oh, love Kim. So glad that she's not sober.
Okay, and for this award, we're going to turn this over to Matt Whitfield for Worst Bravo Liberty.
This is a big category, you guys, and we have 10 nominees. Prepare yourselves. This is a big, big category and maybe the most important category of the evening.
Now, and by the way,
before we start this,
I just would like to say that we've only gone through a few categories, and like most award shows, I can sense we're going long, so we may need to... We may have to ask the special guest to stand the wings for this category.
Right. I think on this one, just the winner may be the only one to speak.
Yes.
So the nominees for Worst Bravo Liberty are Ramona Singer, The Real Housewives of New York City. Aviva Drescher, The Real Housewives of New York City. Caroline Manzo, The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Teresa Giudice / Giudice, The Real Housewives of New Jersey. NeNe Leakes, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Kim Zolciak, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Tamara Barney, The Real Housewives of Orange County. Bethany Frankel, New Divorcee. Andy Cohen, host of Watch What Happens. And Adrian Maloof, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Can I get a drum roll, please? And the winner of the worst Bravo Liberty is Andy Cohen.
Oh,
watch what happens at 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, do we clap?
You did it. You got the crappy for worst Bravo Liberty.
You did it. Congratulations.
Scott, let me tell you, you know, everyone's like raving about his, you know, appearance on Jay Moore's podcast. But at the end of the day, Andy Cohen is a misogynist, sexist, egotistical, fame-hungry bitch.
And if he wants us on his show, we'll be more than happy to go on.
Look, I have applied to be the bartender on Watch What Happens Live. I actually submitted an official application, and I said, look, we worship at the altar of all of your shows, and they didn't even pick me to be the fucking bartender. How dare he?
How does one apply to be a bartender on that?
They were doing a special like thing a few months ago, and you could apply online at bravo.com, and I went, jumped through the hoops, and did it.
Wow. You know, I thought for sure that Tamara Barney might have been the one, the name you would have read, or Aviva Drescher.
No, I hate.
They must have split the vote.
They must have split the vote. I think all the women in the category split the vote, and that's why the only man rose to the top and was able to take the category.
Well, as most men do. Also, I think that it's because we're the only three people I've ever met who don't like him. Or actually, maybe people, two, because Ben does kind of... You like him, Ben, right?
I mean, I like Aspen. I don't hate him as much as you guys do. I mean, there are things he does that really annoy me, and when I watched his show recently and he had Julie Chen and Camille Grammer looking at crotches, and deciding if it was a man
okay,
or a woman.
Ben,
I thought that was so immature. It was ridiculous.
But his show, all they do on Watch What Happens Live and on the reunions, again, Andy never asks the right questions. He has A-list stars. I mean, the crazy thing is, you know, you have Ellen Barkin, you have Sarah Jessica Parker, you have Kelly Ripa. These are your friends. You have them on your show. And instead of really talking about the shows that we all care about way too much, you play dumb games like Guess the Nipple or Who's Wearing a Fake Weave? And it's like, no, let's talk about the programs.
This is what happens with any show that starts to do well, a talk show, is that at first they might come off and be like, yeah, we're going to get down and dirty. But then when they start to get like better celebrities and they realize they can get better and better celebrities, it just goes into safe territory because they don't want to offend anyone and they're going to keep it neutral and silly. And that's just what happens. That's my screed. That's my screed.
Agreed, motherfuckers. Okay, right. Let's move on to best fashion statement.
Right. I already think that this should be retitled just most memorable fashion statement, not best or worst, because it incorporates both.
It is.
Okay, who do you guys want to present this award?
I think Ben.
Okay, I'll present this one. Okay, so this goes to the most memorable fashion statement we've seen in the past year. The nominees are Martin Lawrence Ballard's ascot, Kim Richards' giant bow thing that she wore. Remember the puffy bow?
That was the best.
I'm a Marlon Fisher.
That was the best. What do you call that? Diary room outfit of all time.
Or was it? Because then we also have Teresa Giudice's Mad Mex diary room dress, where her hair was big and she's wearing the feathers. There was that
the shoulder
one.
Pads.
That was astounding. Amy from Gallery Girls. I don't know if you guys remember, but she'd always show up in some tragic outfit every single scene.
She's just like, oh, look at my Faye Dunaway.
Wait. She's like, look at my Farrah Fawcett hair. Thank you. Wow.
And lastly, we have Brandy Glanville's fur vest. And I'd also like to say Brandy Glanville also had that thing, that dress she was wearing that had like the sort of straps over her breasts.
Oh, that was pretty bad. That was last year.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, you're right. It's ineligible.
She's been wearing a lot of like clearly skinned pelts. Lots of like a dead rabbit, followed by a dead raccoon, followed by a dead opossum, and I feel like they're either roadkill or from Forever 21, but I cannot tell.
You got like a buy one get five free from Zappos or some shit on Twitter. It's like a different fur vest every week.
Well, are we ready to have the unveiling? Do we have an envelope ready? And the winner for most memorable fashion statement goes to... Pains me to read this. Because it was such a difficult one to come to. It was Teresa Giudice's Mad Max dress. That thing was the craziest thing ever. That thing was crazy. I wanted to say Martin Lawrence Ballard's ascot because I wanted to bust out Martin Lawrence Ballard. But I'm sorry, Teresa's that outfit. You think there was anything crazier than that outfit this year on Bravo?
It was a joke.
That's my humor. Joke. Ha ha.
Okay, the next award is Best Entrepreneurial Endeavor. Sonia's Toaster Oven. Sonia's Party Planning Business. Teresa's Fabellini. The Maloof Hoof. Gigi's Extensions.
I love that.
Chateau Charest. Asa's Diamond Water. And
what,
the women.
What about True Faith Jewelry?
Oh my God, whose is that?
Well, that's Ramona
Singer.
That's old.
Okay.
I think this is an easy one and a landslide. I hope it's what.
Wait, pause. The best nominee is not on there.
Which one?
Lauren Manzo's Cafes.
Oh my God. Changes
Lauren
everything.
Manzo's Cafes.
This changes everything.
Oh, Caroline Manzo's radio show.
No.
On XM radio, where she gives advice about how much she hates Teresa.
What about Kathy Wachili's frozen dessert line?
Oh my God, her cannoli kit.
Yes, Kathy Wachili's cannoli kit.
The way I see it. Okay, now I know it hasn't been read yet, but in my mind, if sitting here as an audience member, I see that this has to go to one of three. I see it's a three-way race between.
Who's gonna win it? I don't know.
It's two nations.
Let's just open it because I don't even want to hear a guess because you know who's gonna win it.
I think it goes three ways.
Open the envelope.
I'm getting.
Open it from the other side. There. That's light.
Sonia's Toaster Oven.
Woo! That was a slam dunk. Although the thing is I can't believe Cafes wasn't on there. And once Cafache made it back on, I really didn't know which one was going to be red, to be honest.
It could have gone either way.
You can get a facial, a massage, jelly beans, egg salad.
You could clothes. Put eggs. Here's, you know what you could do? You could go to Cafache, get some egg salad, put it on a cracker,
toast
and put that in a toaster oven at Sonia's Toaster, and then host a party there.
Oh, yeah, that was like 10 businesses in one that are all going to fail. Congratulations.
Don't forget.
That's great.
Don't forget, Sonia loves her a sexy J.
She does.
And I love that we awarded something that's never going to be released.
Well, okay, it's an entrepreneurial endeavor, not an entrepreneurial success.
Okay. Now, Matthew Whitfield will be presenting the award for Worst Husband.
The nominees in this category are all ugly and chunky and disgusting. And here they are. First up, we have Joe.
You know, by the way, if this award show were televised, you'd be damn sure there'd be a musical number in honor of this category. You get a bunch of people in bat suits doing some sort of dance, an interpretive dance.
Billy Crystal is already suiting up.
This is the point where Beyonce comes out and sings a song, but we don't have her this year. Next year we will.
Okay, the nominees for Worst Husband are Joe Giudice, The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Mario Singer, The Real Housewives of New York City, Peter, I don't know your last name, but you're an asshole, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Dr. Paul Nassif, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Jim Bellino, The Real Housewives of Orange County.
This is a good one. The chin.
And the winner is... in a landslide, Joe Giudice, The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
My wife's a fucking whore. Here she comes. Hold on, let me take care of this cunt. We'll get back to phone sexting.
Great choice.
Yeah, he was pretty bad, and hopefully we'll be in jail soon.
Because they're all pretty bad, and Jim and Joe are really, of them all, they're real assholes and misogynists, but Joe is really just so slimy and dragging down an entire family. It's repugnant.
Yeah, the other guys are actually nice to their wives. I think their greatest sin is enabling them to torture us more with terribleness.
Yeah, well,
exactly. Yeah. A few of them have slip-ups every once in a while. We know that Paul is really not a terrible guy. He's just been an asshole to Brandy for the past few weeks. So that's why he was a nominee, but that's not why he can win. Right. Giudice, this past season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, called his wife the C word, the B word, every other horrible word, including the S word and the whore word and the slut word and the fucking bitch word and all of those words.
But not the E word, which is educated. Go on.
Right. And he was cheating on her, clearly. And then when she confronts him in a cornfield, he said that he was talking to a Mexican day laborer.
Yeah. It was actually it was actually a winery, not a cornfield, but I like that imagery.
It was a cornfield or a Children of the Corn, whatever. And then
their marriage
lies,
is a cornfield.
Their marriage is a cornfield.
It
that
fuels
about
bad
to
things.
Be.
It fuels bad things and bad syrups.
I mean, look, there's no.
And they
he
spawn
had no,
evil children that run around it and try and kill you. In
They really are a cornfield. They're a marital cornfield. Only awful things can happen. They're rooting. They're not even real. The corn's not. It was a corn was a genetically made staple. It's not. Corn is not a natural even thing. And there's, you know how there's like big corn. There's big Judas. Corn is king.
Okay, I think that we need to make a deal among the three of us for the rest of the show.
What?
I will agree that everybody doesn't get a full clip when they're nominated, but right, everybody has to have a one-word clip when they're nominated.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so Ben is now going to be presenting
Best
Wannabe.
All right. The nominees for Best Wannabe are... These are people who want so desperately to be on The Real Housewives, and they do everything to get in front of that camera, but they are not a cast member, and they will never be, are Slade from The Real Housewives of Orange County.
10%.
Dana from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
25,000.
Faye Resnick from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Morally corrupt.
Sorry, Matt, that's your best impersonation all year.
That's a good one.
Ronnie's friend, Sarah, from The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Is this the world we live in?
By the way, how was that thing you went to?
Oh, my God.
How was Sarah's
secrets?
Oh,
my God. Okay, you guys, she thinks I'm Honey Boo Boo, okay? You know, I mean, not Honey Boo Boo. She thinks I'm the Honey Badger guy. Because when I started doing those voiceovers of the Real Housewives episodes, like a month later or whatever, they hired the Honey Badger guy to come on Bravo and do what he does on Bravo. And she's like, oh, my God, you were so hilarious on Watch What Happens. And I was like, Watch What Crappens, that's our podcast. And she's like, no, Watch What Happens with Andy Cohen. He played your clip, and it was so funny. It was so brilliant. And I was like, no, he didn't. That wasn't me.
No,
she's like,
no, he didn't. Sorry.
She's like, yes, he did. It was so good. Slade and Gretchen, love you.
Oh, my God.
This bitch has thought this whole time that I'm Honey Badger. So, in other words, it was perfect.
Oh, that is brilliant. All right, back to the category. So far we have Dana, Faye Resnick, Sarah from Orange County, Brooks from Real Housewives of Orange County.
Trade you a kiss for a new set of teeth.
And we have Dwight from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I say we have this in a dinosaur factory.
All right. So wait, I have a question for my fellow judges. When we say best wannabe, is this the person that we think is like the most pathetic, or is like the most wannabe-ish, like is wanting it so hard, or the one that we like the most, or is it just that certain intangible it?
How about most pathetic wannabe?
Yeah, I think most pathetic wannabe is best.
Okay. Well, in that case, do we have an envelope, sir?
Yes.
The winner.
I'm ripping.
For the one most desperate to be on Bravo. And the winner is Slade Smiley from The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yay! Well, I have to say, you know, we may call him the most pathetic wannabe. Or wait, what was it? Was it the most pathetic wannabe?
Yeah.
But he's also the most talented wannabe because he's actually stuck around since season one.
He has
found a way to come back again and again and again.
But you know what, though?
With less and less money.
Come back again and again and again, you mean he's found new chicks to bang again and
but
again.
But listen, you know what, though? Dwight has been around since his first season, and so has Faye. So, you know what?
That's true. But they have not been as desperate as he has, like, blatantly just screwing somebody to stay on the show and then taking a percentage of their money as his job.
Well, Brooks is doing pretty well in that department.
Until he got dumped. Bye.
All right. And now our next category. Ronnie, why don't you read this one? This is for...
The nominees for the best newbie on Bravo this year are... Portia from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I'll be on that show for 265 days a year.
Oh, my God.
Heather from Real Housewives of New York City.
Hello.
Carol from Real Housewives of New York City. Yolanda.
What happened to Carol? She got stuck in a freezer.
I just got out of the walk-in freezer. I was doing research on my book.
I was talking to one of the Kennedys. I put his brain in there just in case they figure out how to cure plane crashes.
Yolanda from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I drew this whole house, okay?
So romantic.
Write me a love letter.
And Heather from Real Housewives of Orange County.
She's stuffing her mouth full of cake that has not been that has not been disrupted.
Oh my
pristine,
God.
Pristine cake. That's what you... With her daughter, Cosette.
I was like, that's the five once. Also, someone corrected us. Her name, and I love that this person on her Facebook was so defensive. I love that people get so defensive on Facebook. That always fucking kills me, but she's like, I know you guys hate Heather, so you won't care anyway, but her daughter's name isn't Cosette, it's Colette.
Oh, we better get that right, because somebody really gives a fuck.
It's actually funny, because we went on a big... Mainly me, went on a big tangent about how, she probably loved Les Mis so much, she named her daughter Cosette. I actually like Heather. See, she's nominated for Best Newbie, so look, we do like her.
Yeah, that's some funny shit.
And she had one of my favorite lines of the year, which was, she broke the bow off my cake and ate it.
Okay, and the winner for Best Newbie is...
Envelope.
Did you run out of envelopes?
I have like scraps of paper all around me.
By the way, I want to fire Miss Crappy. Miss Crappy has been ushering on and off and presenting the envelope to our nominees, and now she's not even handing the envelope to Matt anymore.
Look, I have one last scrap. Here we go.
Okay. Whoa.
Carol from Real Housewives of New York City.
That's a good one. Carol really, she's actually a good lady. And we make
fun of her. I'd like to thank all of my friends who would be appreciative if they were still alive. The end.
The next award will be presented by Matthew Whitfield, and it is for Best Help.
Actually, I'm inserting a new category right now that I just thought of. So here we go. Here are the categories.
And we've already voted. Go on.
We did. It was miraculous. How we miss most. And the nominees are Sheba Sheree Whitfield, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Camille Grammer, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Jill Zarin, The Real Housewives of New York City. Larsa Pippen, The Real Housewives of Mijami. And Kelly Killeran Ben-Simone, The Real Housewives of New York City.
Oh, I know who you're voting for, Matthew.
And the winner is... surprisingly, Jill Zarin, The Real Housewives of New York City.
Whoa!
God, shut up. Jill Zarin, I know that you're coming onto the stage right now to accept your award, so To give you some peace, I'll leave the stage with this. Shut the fuck up, Jill Zarin. Shut up.
By the way,
shut up.
You know what? I think Alexia should have been on that list because she technically is no longer a housewife.
Okay, we can add her to the nominees, but she didn't win.
She didn't win. We're giving a retroactive nomination.
Now, this category popped up into my mind because we did lose a lot of big names throughout the year. Sheree is not part of Atlanta anymore, and there will forever be a void in my heart. Camille has been on Beverly Hills, but it's kind of like, why not just keep her as a full-time cast member? Because she's having more screen time than Yolanda.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? Someone on Facebook had a really hilarious idea, which is that we should have had an in-memoriam montage of all the people, all the fallen from Bravo.
And, that's a good idea, actually.
Actually, you know what I would have nominated for In Memoriam? The entire cast and the entire show of Gallery Girls.
Gal Girls.
Don't even get me started.
Gal Girls.
Bye, Gal Girls.
We can give it a special... We'll give it the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
They're going to get... Right. We're going to make up our own special In Memoriam Award for Gallery Girls. Because it's not getting a second season.
Seems weird. Okay, but now go on to the... Why don't you do the next category, too, Matt?
Oh, I get to go back to back? How
yeah, why not?
Exciting. Okay, well, the nominees for Best Help are Zoila from Flipping Out.
Shut up, Jeff.
Bernie from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. He is the chef for Adrienne Maloof.
Yeah, Lisa Vanderpump is a goo.
Jacqueline, who works for Catherine Ireland on Million Dollar Decorators.
Oh, yeah, you like my pussy? Oh, Javataha is my pussy.
And, oh, my God. And then we have Frida, who works for Leah Black on The Real Housewives of Miami.
Frida?
I can see balls in your hair.
How fun is that?
And the final nominee in the category, Slade Smiley, Real Housewives of Orange County, as the assistant with quotation marks around it, Gretchen Rossi.
Yes.
That's good. Okay.
And the winner of Best Help.
Oh, wait,
Frida, Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh,
well, that's great. She's definitely the best at getting free shit.
Mm-hmm. Great choice.
Yeah, great choice. I'm glad I voted for her.
Okay.
Okay, the next award will be presented by Ben Mandelker, Best Dinner Party.
All right, the nominees for Best Dinner Party are Thomas Kramer on The Real Housewives of Miami.
Sit down, shut up, or leave.
Lisa Hochstein, also for The Real Housewives of Miami.
I've lost 5 Nerf babies.
Bunko Knight on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Hey, what just said about her about that?
I was trying to be that horrible gay guy, but I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, he was terrible. They have terrible
gays. I just had seltzer come out my nose. Sorry.
That's what happened to Vicky. That's why her hair looked like that night. And then the season finale dinner party on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
That girl raped my cake bow.
And also from Real Housewives of Orange County, a Vicky's crawfish boil.
I can't believe these bitches are acting like they're too classy to eat with their hands.
And I believe that's it for all the good dinner parties this year. Am I missing any? I mean, was there any in New York? There were like some.
Yes, there was a dinner party. You've missed 2 dinner parties for the nominations. You should have the Real Housewives of New York City on vacation, where they're sitting outside by the pool.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sonia is incredibly drunk.
Yeah.
Sonia was wasted. And then you might also want to include one of my personal favorites, the Real Housewives of New Jersey on their RV trip where Caroline calls her daughter a dumb
asshole.
Bitch.
Yeah.
An asshole while they're grilling in a parking lot.
And you know, honestly, grilling in a parking lot does count as a dinner party in the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
It does.
All right. Do we have a
The
drum
winner
roll,
is RIP.
I found a piece of paper, everyone, so don't worry. I'm in charge of ripping now. And the winner for the best dinner party, Lisa Hochstein, Real Housewives of Miami.
That was a good one. That was the first physical violence we've had on a Housewives show. So
yeah, it was, you know, the Thomas Kramer's night came very close, but Lisa had people getting tossed into a pool, someone getting punched in the face. It was really one of the best dinner parties that's ever happened.
And it was not only someone getting pushed into the pool, it was someone we hated from another reality show.
Yes. It was like overdue justice. For people who watch Big Brother, it's like we waited like 8 years for Bo to get pushed into a pool, and it finally happened. And Joe Francis was there, and everyone was drunk, everyone was crazy.
And Adriana punched Joanna Krupa in the fucking face. It was amazing.
Yeah, that was really good. We have to take a break. Go ahead.
I was going to say, a retroactive nominee, even though she didn't win for Help, is Daisy from Real Housewives of Miami. Retroactive nominee.
Oh, my God. How great was that? Okay, so here is the next thing. This is kind of a side note break. The award for things that we didn't talk about in our last podcast, but we should have. Daisy getting plastic surgery on Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you, Miss Lisa. I look like a pizza, a Domino's, or a Pizza Hut?
Or Pizza Hut.
That was a good line. I thought that was a good line. Too bad she looks like Papa John's. at least she wasn't Little Caesars.
Next is Asa dating Jermaine Jackson on The Shaws of Sunset. Hey, baby. Yeah, you make me some vegan food, baby. Ooh, I love how you so smooth, baby. I love your dancing and your soul, baby. And what was the other thing we missed, damn it? Oh, Adriana calling Joanna Krupa Honey Boo Boo during the Real Housewives of Miami reunion.
And the winner is... All right.
We're terrible hosts and should all be shot. The next award is for Best Fight, and that will be read by Matthew Whitfield.
Okay, the nominees are Vicky Gunvalson versus Tamara Barney, Orange County Housewives season finale. Aviva Drescher versus Sonia Morgan and Ramona Singer, Battle in St. Bart's, Real Housewives of New York City. Adriana, I don't know her last name, but Demora. She speaks five languages, fighting with Joanna Krupa, Real Housewives of Miami, at Lisa Hochstein's dinner party. Gigi taking out her door knocker earrings and attacking Asa on a recent episode of Shaws of Sunset. And then the season-long battle, Upper East Side versus Brooklyn on Gallery Girl.
Gagas. This is a good, category. Good category, by the way.
Strong category, but we do have a winner. We have a winner.
Do you need me to rip the envelope open for you?
Rip it. Oh, yes, it is Aviva versus Sonia and Ramona, Battle in St. Bart's.
You're all white trash, frankly.
Listen, the only reason why I can get behind this as being the winner is because it spanned over five episodes. But I would have thought for sure Adriana punching Joanna Krupa. I thought for sure.
Well, that just won its own category. That just won Best Dinner Party. It can't win Best Fight also.
Oh, I think it's going to be like the Schindler's List of these awards. I thought, but now I'm not sure. Now I'm not sure. Everything changes now.
Now we're getting towards the end of our awards. We've got three
either
awards.
Either way, great choice. Great choice, everyone. Still, it was a great fight. Aviva versus Sonia.
And, you know, I kind of wanted to put, you know, I thought that Vicky versus Tamara had a chance because, you know, Gretchen gave Tamara a little charm bracelet, and now they're BFFs, and it sent Vicky off the rails.
And Brianna got involved in that fight, too, and Brooks, too. It was good. And that all happened around the cake, but it was great.
I would like to suggest a special award for Brianna. We gave away an award for Worst Child, but I would just like to give an automatic award to Best Child to Brianna for making Vicky's head explode on numerous occasions this past season.
Yeah.
First of all, for telling her at the last second that she eloped in Vegas with a guy that Vicky did not know.
Yeah.
And then for taking multiple people's sides against her mother and confronting her mother and being, you know, slightly disrespectful but incredibly truthful to her mother at the Real Housewives of Orange County season finale because Vicky was horrifying.
Well, and also calling her mom out on cheating with Brooks on national TV.
And for really preferring her not real dad but her real dad, Don, to creepy Brooks and Vicky.
And by the way, you'll all notice that we really actually, none of these nominees have had anything to do with the reunions. Because the reunions almost, to me, are on such a different level. Like, there's so much craziness, there's so much fighting, there's so much screaming. I can never actually remember things that happen at reunions because there's so much. So, you know, if you're feeling like, well, you forgot about that fight between these two during this reunion or whatever, it's like, it's hard to even process that stuff.
Yeah,
although Adriana and Joanna last night, they're in the running for next year's for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, let's see here. Best moment of the year.
Why don't we move this category? Let's swap the next two categories because the moment of the year is a big one, and the next one we should do before.
Okay, the very special Shut Up Mountain Award goes to Jill Zarin from Real Housewives of New York, Anna from Real Housewives of Miami, Taylor from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, or Kyle Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
You better give it to who deserves it.
Who's going to Shut Up Mountain?
Oh, wait. I got the envelope ready.
Jill Zarin from Real Housewives of New York City because the bitch won't ever shut the fuck up.
Jill Zarin, you haven't been on TV in a year and I still can hear you. Shut up, Jill Zarin. I turned on the Oprah channel and I'm trying to listen to Oprah and I can still hear you in my head, Jill Zarin. Shut up, Jill Zarin.
Well, that sounds mighty dashing.
I think I will say, if you had given it a few more weeks, Kyle Richards might have snapped this one up.
Well, next year she can get it next year.
When Kyle Richards gets fired and turns it into a year-long publicity tour for doing nothing, and then snags an interview with Andy Cohen, then records it and tries to sell it to magazines, she will win it.
You know what? Then, you're right. You are so right. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to retroactively strip Jill Zarin of Housewives We Miss Most. And I'm fucking giving it to Kelly Killer and Ben Simmons.
I knew it.
Ooh, wow. Controversy.
And I love it.
No one's going to fight me on that. Everybody misses her snow angels. What about when she put her finger in Alex McCord's face? Ben, can you, like, help me? Satchels of gold.
Satchels of gold. I was going to say, okay, close your eyes. Yeah. Now open them.
No.
Now close them. No. You're angry. You're angry.
Yes, this...
Bethany, I'm up here, sad. And you're down here. I'm up here, you're down here, okay?
Can I say something, though? The sad thing about the Shut Up Mountain Award is that it's kind of our version of a Lifetime Achievement Award, because basically you have to have been on one of these shows so long that then you just go crazy and just keep yapping. So congratulations, Jill, because you have now had a Lifetime Achievement. You've reached Shut Up Mountain.
Yes, Shut Up Mountain was built to honor your
We've carved her face into it.
Ass.
We've carved your face into it, and now we're going to carve someone else's face next year.
Shut up, Jill Zarin. Thank you. Our next award will be read by Matthew Whitfield, and it's the best moment of the year.
Are we doing that before the best Bravo show? Is that what's happening?
I'm going in order, people. Okay.
Well, what do we think is the most? What do we think? Should we end with moment or with show?
Show.
Show. Okay.
Okay. So. Then I will read the category best moment of the year, and the nominees are Cake Gate, Orange County season finale, Real Housewives of Orange County.
Is this the world we live in that you can't even eat a piece of cake?
It was a great, great moment.
Bitter Girl doesn't win Top Chef Texas.
I was so scared that she was going to win, and luckily she didn't. I was really scared.
Sonia Morgan freaks out about the impending death of Milu, her beloved Bichon Frise who craps the bed.
She's a very proud dog.
But you don't understand. That's okay. She doesn't get it. That's okay.
Alexis Bellino attempts to become a newscaster.
But don't worry. The family's safe.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Like her idol, Katie Couric.
Now let's go interview Dr. Booty.
The annual and disastrous posh fashion show.
This is just some guy I happen to know who I invited here to talk about Melissa not being a stripper or something.
Wait, are you being Kim D? Yes.
I thought it was Adrian Maloof.
Who, by the way, is now an official cast member.
The
well,
not official yet, but they say that she's going to be an official cast member, Kim D.
Wow.
You heard it here third.
Go on. There's
okay,
some more
I
nominees.
Still have more, I have many more to list. Many more nominees. Gallery Girls enters our lives for one sad season.
Oh, that was a great, great
experience. That girl has lipstick on her teeth.
The Countess Luann de Lesseps has sex with Johnny Depp and denies it while on vacation. Real Housewives of New York City.
Voulez-vous France for chauffeur? Better West End, better West End.
Adriana slaps the god-loving shit out of Joanna Krupa's face on The Real Housewives of Miami.
Great moment.
I've been a professional model for 10 years.
What have you done? What have you done?
Thomas Kramer loses his shit specifically on Anna at The Real Housewives.
I do not want to talk about these nominations anymore. Now sit down, shut up, or leave. I do not want to talk about this anymore. This is like school children speaking right now. I'm in a nice dinner party. Where's my bell? Who invited you to the awards?
Adrian Malouf mails a passive-aggressive, hideous flower arrangement to Lisa Vanderpump on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Dear Lisa, this looks like a turkey on Thanksgiving that got shit all over, died, dismembered, and taped back together.
And grew moldy flowers.
In your new restaurant.
Kim Zolciak says, fuck this shit, and exits The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Fuck this shit, I'm exiting The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
And I'm going to Chick-fil-A on my way home in my Escalade.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the winner is...
Oh, my
and
God.
And the winner, moment of the year.
Oh, my God. I hope this is the right one.
Alexis Foligno becomes a newscaster.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
That's a good one. Again, I would have gone with
I really wanted to
Adriana.
Go with Sonia Fretz about the dog.
I would have gone... I would have done Kate Gate, the dog, or Adriana slaps Joanna. But you know what though? Adriana doing the news was amazing.
Yeah, that was good. My favorite wasn't even on here, and that was it's not about me. It's about the children with missing.
That's it. Look it. That's it.
But that's also part of the dog scene, really, quite frankly. If you think about it.
It's the whole dog scene. It's Aviva and Sonia and Milu and Ramona together.
Great moment. Great.
Just in general, doing
this, that was a that was probably the toughest category we've had so far. We've had some tough ones.
So do we agree? Is the moment Milu?
Yes.
Oh,
her best friend who craps the bed. She doesn't talk about her daughter. She talks about her dog.
You know what? You're right. That moment, because you know what? Alexis doing the news was one of the best moments of the year. But the Milu moment was because it was not just the Milu moment. It was also about the children who don't have any legs.
Yes, yes.
It was a compound moment.
Off about children not having legs was probably my favorite of the year.
And,
love it.
And Sonia coming back saying that she has a proud dog. I mean, it is actually kind of... It is actually one of the most astonishing things I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
All right. Shall I do the...
Then runner-up will be Alexis Foligno. That is totally
fine.
Yes,
totally.
And number three is Adriana.
I say congratulations to everybody because it was an amazing year of really stupid-ass moments.
And,
so congratulations, guys.
And Kate Gate, like, let's never forget Kate Gate. History repeats itself, and let's make sure it doesn't because we don't want any fondant bows ever be ruined again before your time.
I just like saying fondant.
Yeah, me too. All right, and now our last and most important category of all... is Best Bravo Show for 2012.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun. And now, the nominees. Gallery Girls. Gal Girls, as it's known.
Gal Girls. Gal Girls.
Real Housewives of Miami, Season 2. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Season 2. Real Housewives
of...
What?
3 or 2 on Beverly Hills.
Season 2 came into this year, so it counts.
Okay, okay.
The latest season of Real Housewives of New York City. And Million Dollar Decorators, Season 2.
How is that even on there? That show's not the best on Bravo.
Million Dollar Decorators. Matt, can you back up that nomination?
The nomination is valid, but you have a few more that need to be on this list.
Yeah,
well, continue.
The best of the Housewives.
Well, not every Housewife automatically gets to be a best show of the year.
Orange County needs to fucking have a nomination.
This season? You think this season was a best of the year season?
Hello, Ben. Cake Gate? Alexis is a news anchor?
You're right. All right. It's at least a nominee. All right.
Oh, my God.
Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah, this was also the year that had that 5 minute of five minute scene of Alexis just brushing her hair. <That's my
favorite. laughs> All right, Real Houses of Orange County is now a nominee as well.
What about Shaws of Sunset season?
Ugh, I hate that show.
I really like Shaws of Sunset season one, but I felt like it wasn't quite.
Worthy of a nomination.
Here's the thing. I base these shows on like how excited I was to race to my TV to watch them. Like it's like, oh my god, it's Tuesday night. I can't wait to watch this show. I really enjoy Shaws, Orange, but it was not like for me.
Orange
like,
County is getting thrown under the bus because that show is currently not airing, and New York is more fresh in our minds. But do not forget the amazingness of Orange County this year.
It's a nominee. It's a nominee.
And also, okay. Don't forget that New York really wasn't good until the last 5 weeks.
No, the second half of New York was amazing.
Okay.
And it was exciting. Okay. It was.
I'll go halfway with you on that one.
I'm assuming that Don't Be Tardy for the Wedding is not getting a nomination.
Absolutely not.
And I didn't even make it through that one. And Dan, shame on Bravo for even giving that trollop her own show again.
Yeah.
First time, shame on you. Second time, shame on God for making you.
Yeah. I wanted to give a nomination to Top Chef Texas, which I really enjoyed, but I wasn't sure if you guys.
I love Top Chef
All right,
Texas.
Top...
I'm hating Seattle.
Oh, I like Seattle.
I love Texas.
I like Seattle.
Texas also because that was the first time in a long time we've had a likable Top Chef winner.
Yeah. All right.
And so I saw him on a plane. He was really cute.
So let me review. The nominees for Best Bravo Show are Real Housewives of Orange County, Real Housewives of Miami Season 2, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 2, Real Housewives of New York City, whatever season was this year, Top Chef Texas, Gaga Girls, and Million Dollar Decorators Season 2.
I'm missing some shows, but that's fine.
Speak up. The time is now. This is the last chance.
I hate Rachel Zoe and I hate Brad, so I'm not going to vote for either of them.
Okay.
What about...
Oh, yes, go on.
We all hate Pregnant in Heels. Tabitha is okay, but not as amazing anymore.
She should probably have been a Bravo Celebrity nominee. Sorry, everyone. She was snubbed. It happens.
You know, I don't think it deserves a nomination, but I just would like to say I miss Most Eligible Dallas. There, I said it. Okay.
I do miss it. And you know what? Before we even announce Best Bravo Show, why don't we nominate, off the cuff, the worst Bravo shows of the year?
Everything you just named.
Misadvised, Lulwork, and I think we could say perhaps more disappointing.
Chef Roble and Company.
Chef Roble and Company. And how about...
Tardy for the Wedding. It's a Brad World. Should I continue?
Yes. Around the world in 80 plates.
In 80 plates. Pregnant.
Oh, I think that has to win.
But Around the World in 80 plates was that it was a huge failure. So no, I think Lulwork.
I think Lulwork is the worst, but I could also go for Around the World in 80 plates. What do you guys think?
Well, Around the World for 80 plates that was the most disappointing, and Lulwork was the worst, as just the worst.
At least Lulwork was trying to do something. Around the World in 80 plates was just a ripoff of other shows, and I don't think it even mattered how good your food was. Didn't it just matter? Like, didn't you get voted off like Survivor?
It was like, yeah, exactly. The voting, everything was wrong. Everything was wrong with it. It could have been awesome.
And also, it gave that fucking Curtis Stone, that a-hole, a job. So, fuck that show.
He sucks.
He's a dick. But I was glad to see him get love handles this year. So, yay for that.
Thank God. All right, so now that we've decided that, let's go back.
What did we commit to? I'm writing the list down.
Well, my favorite show of the year is The Good Wife.
All right.
Is worst show Around the World in 80 Plates or Lulwork?
Around the World in 80
really,
Plates.
Or is it really? It's a Brad World, really?
No. I think he was
pretty terrible. I couldn't watch him either. He was terrible and embarrassing to gay people. So I'll go with you on Brad.
No. I think Around the World in 80 Plates because it was the most... It was the most thoroughly disappointing. The other ones.
What about Misadvised? That was a.
But you know what, the other ones were shit. Were all shit, and we saw that they were shit, and we saw it coming that they were shit. And guess what? They turned out to be shit. Around the World in 80 Plates looked like it could actually be good, and it sucked.
And we were excited, and it bombed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm there with you.
Around the World in 80 Plates is the worst Bravo show of the year. And now back to the main event. I'm really nervous because I know which one I personally want to pick, and I hope I don't disappoint the masses.
I think you're going to disappoint me, but not Ronnie.
Okay. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Everyone ready? The best Bravo show of 2012 is... Do we have a drum roll? All right. I'm ripping the envelope. The best Bravo show of 2012 is... Gal Girls.
Ah, yes! You did it!
They're never going to be able to win again.
They will never win again. But you know what?
We had to give it to them because they are never going to be able to win it again. Miami can get better and win it next year, people.
Miami was a close second place, quite frankly. Although Beverly Hills season 2 was pretty amazing. But Miami was a close second place because Miami, honestly, Miami brought it. They were up against the wall. They have had a great season. It's been tons of fun. But you know what, though? Gallery Girls was just perfect.
Well, unfortunately, it's dead now, and it's like you just can't say no to a dead person.
I'm sorry, Gallery Girls. I love you.
Well,
it was fun. Thanks for making it such a fun year, Gagros.
Gagros. Thanks for the memories.
So that brings us to the end of our first annual Crappies Award.
Congratulations to all the winners and non-winners. I'm sorry that Martin Lawrence Blard and Million Dollar Decorators were shut out. But, you know, that's what
happens. He was our amazing fashion correspondent on the red carpet, so he got his due.
Yes, yes. And he also designed the set, as Martin Lawrence Blard would do. Our set is tiger patterns, along with stripes and paisley. With a dose of Inja.
I invented
Inja.
Inja. So we will be back next week with an all-new show, and it will be 2013. So happy new year to all of you guys. You can find Matt Whitfield at Life on the M-List on Twitter. You can find Ben at B-Side Blog, and you can find me, Ronnie, at TV Gazzo. You can find our show at What Crappens, and you can join us on Facebook at facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. We love you. We mean it. Call us. And we'll see you next time. Happy New Year!
Bye.
Bye, guys.
To the insurance company that did me wrong. I've moved on and I'm happily insured with another. Bless your pee-picking heart. It was just never meant to be betwixt us. You gave me automobile insurance apprehension. And Geico has come along and in just 15 minutes given me new car insurance and made me as jubilant as a newborn lamb in springtime. Yeah. And Paul has given Geico his approval. That's one thing you never had. Joyful with another. Clara May in Columbia.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.